Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Briefly ask the question, where have you used the bathroom other than the bathroom? Kelly Clarkson, we know Kelly Clarkson from American Idol. I believe that Ted, at one point in time, dropped a very cheesy line and backstage to her.
He did
something about a meatball, I believe.
You've been all right. So
waiting
I don't
for
know
this meatball for a
something
lifetime.
Like,
or
you've been waiting for this moment. I assume it's the name of the song. I don't know much about her as far as her music goes, but yeah, Ted. I guess she was fresh off the American Idol thing, so she is fresh and new. Ted's working catering, and he said, "Man, she's backstage. She was just gorgeous." Man rolls back there, and I put a meatball on her pasta. Didn't even handle the pasta. I think he literally just put a meatball on the pasta. Looked her in the eye and said, "You've been waiting for a moment like this." If I recall the story correctly, she just looked at him and moved on.
She did. Yeah, she did. Oh, by the way, if you're on hold for the random question, call back. We just dropped everybody, 844-999. Ola, but Kelly Clarkson and her family are doing some self-quarantining in a cabin in Montana. That sounds like a pretty decent thing, until one little thing goes wrong, because they are in the middle of nowhere. Kelly tweeted out, quote, "So, our plumbing froze up at our little cabin in Montana, and no joke, I just used my toddler's potty. And just like that, I have no pride or shame. Each day begins with something I thought I'd never do. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha." Kelly's toddler is her 3-year-old son, Remington. She and her husband, Brandon, also have a 5-year-old daughter named River Rose. River Rose?
River Rose and Remington.
But either way, Kelly had to go to the bathroom.
River Rose and Remington?
Random,
perfect name for Scooby-Doo.
Random.
River Rose. That's right, you can't roll your R's, man.
No, I can't.
River Rose and Remington.
I don't know if I would want to be in the middle of nowhere at this point in time. I still think I would want to be close to a hospital.
Well, it's how you hedge your bets, right? Yeah. So one of the things that's happening, I guess, in the U.K., people say, all right, obviously like any virus that spreads from person to person, the more people they are, the more likelihood that you might get it. So, you know, thinking along those lines, a lot of people have hit these rural areas. The problem is the people that live in these rural areas, you know, this is their home. Well, they're getting inundated with us so-called city slickers, but they're bringing the corona with them. So there's been a lot of pushback. I want to say a couple places in rural California, there's a bit of a pushback. They're like, look, man, you know, we always live here. Right, we've always lived here, and yes, we've always risked not having immediate medical help and all the rest of this stuff, but you're coming in, you're exacerbating the situation, you're putting us in more danger. And talked to a coworker earlier today, and this guy, I mean, he lives with extended family, etc., and he said, man, over the weekend, I had to put the kids in the car just to go for a drive. It's like, we didn't go anywhere, they just needed to get out of the house. But when they drove around, they went to all these outside communities, they saw the water, this, that, and the other. He said, so I stopped at one store to buy whatever, and he goes, I'm not in super need of anything, but because it was a rural store, it's like I walked in, they had toilet paper, they had cleaning supplies, they had all the things. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and he was
able to stock up.
Uh-huh. I will not tell you where it is. Hello, Christina. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Christina, welcome to the program. The random question. How are you hanging in there?
We're hanging. Slowly but surely, we're hanging.
All right. Are you working or are you staying at home?
Oh, we're working. Me and my husband both work for the U.S. Army, so
We're all mission essential, so we have to go to work every day.
Well, I was going
to
ask you this. I mean, potentially, you guys can get even more involved, right? I mean, is there any conversation about that, or is it just stay away from each other?
No, the soldiers will continue to train in the woods of General Pernet. We have wars to win.
All right.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's go with this random question for you, and thank you for what you're doing. How have you been spending your time online? A lot of people are at home. A lot of people are looking at something on the computer. You get down that wormhole, whether it's Instagram or maybe you're doing online shopping, even though that only necessities are being delivered at this point for the most part. But what do you like? What websites are you hitting? What are you looking at? What are you doing on the internet for the most part?
Mostly we're just surfing Facebook and I'm downloading books off of Amazon. And I'm not going to say porn because my husband's sitting right beside of me.
You would look at porn when he's not around?
Well, I'd probably look at porn whether he's there or not.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I look at plenty of porn without your husband around. No big deal. Let him know that alone. But that said, you have kids in the house.
I have one daughter, but she's almost 18, so she's stuck in her room, so
She's probably in there watching porn as well.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. It's the age, the amount of time you spend away.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's what I was doing in my room at 18. He's antisocial. It's like, I'm not trying to be antisocial. It's not that I don't love my family, but it feels great. I've discovered this. I'll be down in a minute.
Does looking at Facebook, does that bring more joy to your life, or does it make you more angry, depending on what you're following and what you see?
Oh, of course it makes everybody more angry to see everything going on in the world. But
who's the one family member that you hope you don't have to read one of their posts because it's going to drive you up the wall?
Oh, that's got to be my brother-in-law. He is the biggest redneck dick you would ever meet in your life.
Okay, what kind of stuff is he putting up there? Is it political or is it just dumb stuff? Or is it, you know, a guy eating a donut?
Just random dumb stuff.
But you can't help but read it, can you?
Yeah.
You can't. It's like a train wreck. You can't help but watch it. You can't look away.
Yeah, no, I know. Trust me.
But this is a train wreck that involves a family member. At least with most train wrecks, I'm like, I don't know anyone. It doesn't make me mad, you know?
Yeah. So with family, you know, they're family. You can't do much about that.
God, that is the thing about family.
The reason we asked, how have you been spending your time online? Isabel Galindo, she was a social woman, they say, who loved gardening, going to church, and drinking beer. But when the 82-year-old recently passed on of natural causes, her friends and family were told that they could not attend the funeral in person. We actually addressed this a few weeks ago, thinking, all right, how are they going to do funerals? How are they going to do these public galleries or gatherings, the ceremonies, etc.? Well, guess what they did? They watched the burial via a live stream. Many either couldn't figure out how to use it or struggled to hear key parts of the ceremony. But just days after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged funeral directors to move services online, families like the Galindos are grappling with the unthinkable new normal. Being a millennial on the internet, I've watched my fair share of live stream events. But it was sad for all the wrong reasons, according to her 27-year-old grandson. It was sad that my grandmother, a woman known for her love of large gatherings, parties, get-togethers, would have her final service to be in front of 10 of her loved ones. It was sad that even with today's technology, it was so difficult to hear the eulogy, and it was sad knowing we couldn't share those final moments together as a family. So there was about 25 or so people watching online, and the grandmother had numbers of more than 100 friends even still at that point in her life.
Look, I get it. Someone very close to me, their mother passed about a week ago, and I don't want to bug them during these times, but I am wondering how they arranged the funeral service. And it's not that there's any silver lining or anything to make it less sad, but at least you have the opportunity. I say with my kids now, right? So they haven't seen their friends in school. They have FaceTime, and this has been... It brings them a small comfort. Like, they would rather hang out. They would rather do whatever it is dumb kids do at that age. But when you see them just see each other, having the ability to do that much. Because, listen, if this were 20 years ago, there's nothing. There's nothing you can do, right? I mean, it wouldn't change what the virus is. The virus is the virus. But at least with this, there are different and unique ways to communicate. And it really does go a long way, man.
Yeah.
I mean, just seeing my kids talk to their goofy friends and they get excited about whatever it is, it makes a difference in the household. Kind of keeps them a little bit level, a little bit calm. And I know it kind of sucks because my birthday just came to pass. Listen, you don't need to FaceTime me for my birthday. And if you're listening, I apologize for not answering any of those calls. I was remodeling the kid's bathroom, wasn't in the mood.
Yep.
It's just that simple. All day long. And I knew what it was. They want to say happy birthday. I'm like, am I a bad person that I'm not going to answer any of these calls? Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
I need to see how bad the weather is.
Tim, are you there?
Afternoon or the evening or what?
Hello, Tim. We'll get back to him. That sounded like a terribly boring conversation.
It really did.
Like, whoever he was talking to, I'm so glad I'm not them.
Could have been us.
We dodged a bullet. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Ben, welcome to the program. Random question, How you hanging in there?
I'm doing great. Quarantine has treated me well.
Okay. Are you still working, Ben?
No, not at all.
All right. And
well, they gave us a stipend, so it's a great thing that they did for us.
You got a stipend?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay, so you got a little cash in your pocket. All right. Let's go with this one.
And there's nothing to spend it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on. Go to the bar. When were you embarrassed for yourself or someone else, Ben?
Well, my mom's going to hate me for this, but whatever. She's not listening. There was one time where my mom walked into Albertsons and she was feeling real good about herself. Like she liked her outfit and everything, but she wasn't feeling well. And she had gone to the bathroom before, you know, going out to the store. And apparently not everything got cleaned up and she was wearing white pants.
Oh.
And she was walking through the store and she was like, man, everybody's looking at my ass or my butt. It must be awesome. and then she finally was like, okay, what's going on? And yep, there was a poop stain.
Oh, mom. Yeah. Was your mom the type of woman who your friends found attractive growing up?
No. She was the cool mom, but not that.
Okay, but
she tells that story and laughs now.
But she did have a level of confidence about herself.
Oh, 100%.
That's good. Yeah. Well,
so the one time everyone's checking out your mom's ass, it's because there's a poop stain on it.
Reason we asked, when were you embarrassed for yourself or someone else? First rule of video conferencing, make sure you know what's going on around you and behind you. A Fordham University professor got a bit of a show last week during their first online lecture. Student's hair was a bit tasseled, they say, and she had a kind of a hazy look in her eye. As the class prepared to sign off on their video conference, the professor immediately guessed what was going on. I could see a man's head rising from a sofa in her living room, and it was clear from her face that she had been having a good time during the class. When I saw him, I immediately paused the video and looked away. With coronavirus forcing students and office workers to plug their webcams in, more of this stuff is happening. When a Manhattan-based marketing manager found herself on a Zoom video chat with two other coworkers last week, she realized she'd forgotten to take care of some basic things. Like, I haven't brushed my teeth today. I haven't brushed my hair. I didn't put on any makeup. On top of that, her boyfriend had rented a tiny room at an inn in the Hamptons to self-quarantine. And he was in the bathroom making lots of loud bathroom noises.
Oh, no.
While she was on the call. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, a couple programming notes for you. Governor of Washington State will make an announcement at 5:30. Michael, have the update coming up for you in headlines to find out what Jay Inslee had to say. Also, on a completely different and unrelated note, however, maybe at the right time for this, it appears the West Seattle Bridge will close down tonight. Anything other than essential traffic, meaning emergency vehicles and other things, will be allowed on the bridge. Everyone else, the bridge will be closed until further notice.
But remember, you could have lice.
That would affect about 80-some thousand people. And at mensroomlive.com right now, we have We're Open Seattle. There's also a hiring section on there as we're trying to get the word out. Well, that was fun. Right.
That is like a weird nightmare.
What the hell is that, Mike?
I have no idea why that happened.
Why did you play that song, Mike? I used to have to play that song like three times a show on my first gig, man.
Here's why.
I hate that song, Mike.
The Red Robin's doing takeout and delivery through the services. Maybe that's what you were thinking.
Why do we even think that song is that?
Oh, like, by the way.
What on earth? Why would that... it doesn't matter.
I'm getting ready for the birthdays and I fat-fingered it.
Jesus Christ. Okay. At any rate, if you have a business and you need any information out there as far as your takeout services, your hours of operation, any way we can help, you can put that all up on our website, mensroomlive.com at We Are Open Seattle. A couple places still open. Ma's Place, they are doing takeout menus up until 3 o'clock through Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, they are open till 6. Guys, as far as caviar is concerned, Bacon sends us some of these places that are open for business. He delivers for caviar, Mam Noon and Capital Hill, Bai Tong Thai Street Cafe, Capitol Hill, also Banchan Korean Fried Chicken, Fremont Bowl, 19 Gold, both in Fremont, Stone Korean, South Lake Union, La Palmera, South Lake Union, and the Golden Olive in Queen Anne. The Original Phillies on the corner of Rainier and MLK is open for takeout and delivery.
That joint.
Or Postmates.
That is legit right there.
Johnny's Tavern, Blue Springs. They're doing delivery through DoorDash. Thanks, guys. That from Don. Nikki's in Covington is open until 8 for takeout. Great dinner comfort food. Guys, thank you for helping the local businesses during these times. I'm the co-owner and cider maker at Bellingham Cider Company in Bellingham, and we are offering our delicious chicken and waffles and other food to go. Also, 32-ounce and 64-ounce growlers of hard cider and beer for takeout. We're also offering delivery through Viking Food, and we would love to have you guys in the next time you're up here visiting at Western. Thanks, guys. That from Josh. All right, let's move on to some of the birthdays. By the way, if you have a business, just check out We're Open Seattle at mensroomlive.com, and we'll help you spread the word.
You've got mail. Baby in red.
Yeah, okay, let's go. All the guys, please wish my 4-year-old son, Braden, a very happy birthday. 4 years old. He would love an inspiring message from Miles about being the favorite over his three brothers. That from Anthony. I'll give you some inspiring messages here. Not about your three brothers, but this is an important one. Braden, if you can, remember to always fart when someone hugs you. It makes them feel stronger, like they went to the gym.
You're strong.
Guys, today's my son's 13th birthday. He's been listening for 10 years, believe it or not. He's the best person in my life, and I wouldn't know what to do without him. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and an L hitting the window? Keep rocking, guys. Thanks a lot. That from Brian.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
I just want to wish my son Jake a happy 14th. Can I get a you like that? A what the F is that, bro? Almost went all in. And a Leroy Jenkins. Thanks, guys. That from Greg.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Leroy!
All right. All the Macholas today is our boy Maddox's sweet, sweet 16. We want to give him all the fish sandwiches you can. He was going to have an unbelievable surprise party, but maybe Miles could discuss why that's not happening, because his mom was really going to hook it up. It was going to be epic. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Fish sandwich.
Are you sure?
Yeah, your mom was going all out there, Maddox.
Oh, she was telling us about it for months. Yeah. It was going to be huge.
Guys, my son Logan is my ride or die. Cannot ask for a better guy. His 26th trip around the sun is today. Please give him a giant bong rip. Anna, your penis is too small. Love you, bud. Great show. Thanks, guys. That from Chris. Hello, Michelle's guys. Today marks my 30th trip around the mad, mad world. Can I please get some turtle wax with Mike doing his bitter baby batter over the paws? Thanks, guys. Wishing you all good health. That from Michael.
Better butter, 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 butter,
sounds like in your home.
Yeah.
Bajolas,
I am 31 years old today. I know none of my friends will email in. So can I get your penis is too small, maybe some dirty Germans, or in this case, dirty German as well. That from Beans.
Yeah, no such thing as a penis that is too small. Sometimes we need to clean our ears.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like a Q-tip made of skin, Miles.
All the Germans are in quarantine.
Hello, all. My partner of 10 years, Evan, has been listening to your show for many years. Started in Seattle, now listens from Olney, Maryland. No quarantine for him. He's working 10 hours a day fixing people's homes. He turns 36 today. Would love a shout-out. So how about an owl hitting the window and maybe a little turtle sex? Love the show. Stay safe, guys. That from Erica. Please wish my beautiful wife, Kathy, a very happy birthday from her unworthy husband, Will. Can she get a little kid fish sandwich and the dirty German talking about her cats? Thanks, guys, from Will.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I especially like the cat that you had in your pants. I've nicknamed it Whiskers. And yes, your husband is unworthy. That's why I'll be there for your birthday tonight.
Hello, dinosaurs. It's my friend Jason's birthday. Since it's a real lessy time to have a birthday, will you please wish him a crabby birthday with a Let's Pull It In, Jay, and the Dirty Germans. By the way, he is a journeyman plumber, and as far as I know, still out there working. Thanks, guys, and stay safe. That from
Let's
Mindy.
Pull It In, Jay. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to bend you over, right? M on one cheek, M on the other, like M&Ms, but it'll say mom. And then when we flip you over, it'll say wow.
Beautiful wife Marlene is celebrating her birthday today. Could you please wish her a happy birthday in Portuguese? A Feliz Aniversario. Maybe. Could she have an original fish sandwich? That from Cristiano.
Fish sandwich.
Feliz Aniversario. Okay, I think I got that right. Pacholos, I want to send a 48th birthday to my cellmate at FDC SeaTac. I just left there, and I'd love him for to get a little turtle wax. And the dirty Germans talking about what his next cellie is going to do with him while they are on lockdown. Thanks, that from the Minnesota redneck stuck in Montana.
Yeah, I do not know what to expect on this lockdown, but I get the feeling he'll be the Jim Henson to your Kermit the Frog.
Guys, today's my dad's 58th. His name is Roy Prine.
He actually introduced me to the men's room. He listens almost every show, and I try to make it to his house as much as I can to catch and spend time with him in the shed where he does his amazing woodwork. So how about a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans complimenting him on his awesome woodworking skills. Thanks, guys, for the laughs. That from Dustin.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, he knows how good his woodworking skills are. I don't have to say a word. I just light a cigarette and look him in the eye and say, thank you.
Hi guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Well, a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, a couple extra emails here as far as Fruity Pebbles in our conversation today. I believe it was Julia who called up. I'm not a big sugar cereal eater, but make Pebbles crispy bars like the Rice Krispie treats. They are awesome.
Okay.
If you use the Fruity Pebbles. Thanks, Pacholas, for being out there for the homebound masses. That from Pool Paul. Guys, Ola Bichola, currently we are in Australia walking to the supermarket to check out the toilet paper situation. I will report back on what I find, but we Aussies are currently fighting over flour, bread, potatoes, eggs, bacon, mincemeat, frozen chicken, tissues, toilet paper, feminine hygiene products, nappies, tinned tuna, pasta, and pasta sauce. However, chocolate biscuits are still well stocked, so I am not fussed. Cheers, guys. That from Aaron in Melbourne, Australia.
I've heard a lot of people been loading up on like flour and everything to bake. And I'm like, look, I can cook my asshole. I can't bake to save my life. So I know you have all the flour and we got the yeast. It doesn't mean you're going to make a good meal.
No. As far as what was canceled and the plans due to the virus, my wife and I bought vacation tickets, reserved a car and lodging, and got a bunch of travel gear to go to Italy. Enough said. Liquor and domestic whores. That from Caleb and one more. Guys, I just started a teaching job at work about a month ago. I was excited as hell because I've seemed to have discovered my calling. And in fact, am making it my career choice. then this BS happened, and now I'm laid off. Go figure. That from Victor in Omaha, Nebraska.
All right, time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories. And then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Funny you should ask, Miles. His name is Justin. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
What's happening, fellas?
Hola!
Justin, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, here. Got a couple categories for you.
Being at home 24 hours a day, Justin, means you really can't really have any excuses for why you didn't do anything that you needed to do at home. So a new survey asked people to name the chores that they hate doing at home the most. And there are 10 of them. I will tell you this, as far as the 10 chores are concerned, all of them involve the inside of the house.
Okay.
Raking leaves, shoveling snow, cutting the grass, washing the car. None of that stuff is included. And the top 10 chores.
Put my wife on the phone then. She'd be much better at that one.
Okay. Well, we also have the top 10 cartoon TV dads. So as far as the world of cartoons go, we have the 10 most popular and best TV dads from the cartoon world. So, Justin, your categories are the 10 household chores we hate doing the most and the top 10 cartoon TV dads. So which way are you going to go here category-wise on Your Guess is as good as mine?
I think I'm going to go with the household chores because I don't watch too many cartoons.
All right, household chores it is. People hate doing chores. That is a fact. And a new survey asked people to name the chores they hate doing the most. We have 10 of them. Justin, the way you play the game is you got to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So as far as chores go, what do you think makes the top 10 as far as the ones people hate the most?
All right. It's got to be up there. Laundry.
Laundry, believe it or not, is
what?
Not one of the chores what? People hate doing.
Justin, that was the first thought on my mind as well. Does that include folding the clothes?
It does include.
Okay.
There are other things that you could do with said clothes.
Got it.
Folding and washing them are not one of them.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, maybe ironing them? I don't know. I'm right there with you, Justin, when it comes to laundry.
Is there anything to do with clothes? How about that? Let's just cancel this out from the get-go.
So what are you going to guess?
There is something up there with clothes.
Yeah, there is something up there with clothes.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one yet, so let's just go with the standard dishes.
The standard dishes, washing dishes, comes in at number 5. That is correct. People hate washing dishes.
That's one of the few things I don't mind doing.
I don't mind it either. I kind of wash as I go along, try to get as much done along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Pile it all into the dishwasher at the end. Okay, you got number 5. One strike. These are the chores that people hate the most. Washing dishes is number 5. What's your next guess?
Mopping. Mopping the floors.
Mopping the floors.
What?
Mopping the floors is on the list. Believe it or not. Maid services always say that they won't do?
Windows. Got to be windows, right?
Cleaning the bathrooms?
I'm going to give you number 1, which is cleaning the toilet.
Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Cleaning the toilet, cleaning the bathrooms, that is number 1. Although I'd hope a maid service, if you paid for one, would come in and clean your bathroom.
I don't mind cleaning. The only thing I hate, I don't mind cleaning in a bathroom is the toilet, because the toilet brush makes it easy.
Yeah.
Right? Everything else sucks.
But Justin, what do people say they won't do? So you have a cleaning service come around. We do everything but this.
Windows, dude.
I don't have a cleaning service, so I don't know.
Neither do I.
I'm guessing
but they
windows.
All say the same thing. It's like every pump says don't smoke cigarettes when you're pumping the gas.
Right.
Every cleaning service says we don't do this.
Oh.
Windows, man, I'm telling you.
He's
right,
telling you,
hey,
Justin.
This might be my third strike. All right, let's do windows.
Yes, that's what we've been trying to tell you. Glad we spell it out for you. Number 7, cleaning windows. Very good.
I'm not looking at the list, but I do know that's the thing. Like, you pay extra
we
if
don't
you want
do windows.
Windows clean.
We don't do windows. All right, you got cleaning windows, right? Washing dishes and cleaning the toilet. You've got 3 out of the 7, Justin, and you've got 2
really
strikes
horrible.
Against you. So what do you think is the chores that people hate the most? Your next guess.
Let's go with vacuuming.
Vacuuming is number 6. Very good.
Doesn't bug me.
I don't mind vacuuming either.
I don't either, but I maybe thought it was on the list.
It's kind of like cutting grass. It doesn't bother me as much because I can see what I have to do.
Yeah, I mean, all I got to do is push it.
Yeah, the more you go, the less you have to do.
And it's not like I take a straw and suck things out of the carpet. I mean, it does it all. Hey, man, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm going to guess dusting.
That's a strong one. All right. We'll go Dustin.
Number four, that is correct.
All right.
All right, you got five out of
let
ten.
Let me pick one without you guys telling me. I maybe taking out the garbage?
Number eight on the list. You got right, six cool. out of the ten. One of these chores is something that's more of a responsibility that you need to do, but doesn't require any physical work. It's just something that needs to be done about every month. And it comes in the mail.
Hey, Bills.
Okay. Paying the bills.
Paying the bills, number nine. People hate doing that.
Is that a chore?
According to this, okay. It is. As far as things people hate doing. So far, Justin, paying the bills, taking out the garbage, cleaning the windows, vacuuming, washing dishes, dusting, and cleaning the toilet are all correct. You've gotten 7 out of the 10. 3 possible chores remain.
It's getting down there.
Are these all indoor chores, Miles?
They are all indoor. That is correct.
And you said there was something to do with laundry still.
That is correct.
But Thrill said there was nothing to do with folding the laundry.
That is correct.
Because we guessed that. But keep in mind,
there was nothing to do with washing the laundry.
I cannot see the list. I have not looked at the list. This is just my guess. But if it's not
putting
that...
Putting the laundry away.
Unfortunately, that is not it. And that is your third
Justin,
strike.
Yeah. Don't feel bad because I agree with you on each and every one of the ones that you get. I mean, I hate laundry. But, all right, so...
You also hate laundry because you're doing laundry for a lot of people.
Well, I will say this. Laundry used to not bother me. Then when I had kids, it does. And just part of the reason, bear with me, is the fact that the sizes, right? So if I fill a dryer with my clothes, it's adult sizes. I mean, it's 10 shirts. Mm-hmm. Kids, man, it is this endless amount of clothing. And I'm being serious. Like, you get in a bad mood dealing with their clothes. Like, it actually pisses me off.
Not only that, but kids have never taken one item of clothing off and left it right side out. Yeah. Everything is inside out. So you have to go and you have to turn all their clothes back around. You better do it before you put it in the dryer, because you would say you stick your big-ass hand in there and you stretch out a sleeve or whatever.
Right.
So kids, for an example, they'll never do that.
They can also wipe their ass a little better. I'm just throwing it out there, yeah. Guys.
So a new survey asked people to name the chores that they hate the most, and here are the top 10. We start at number 10, which Justin didn't get. That would be cleaning the refrigerator. People hate that at number 9, paying bills. At 8, taking out the garbage. 7, cleaning windows. 6, vacuuming. 5, washing dishes. 4, dusting. The other two that Justin missed. Number 3, changing your bed sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, ironing. Ironing. And number 1 was cleaning the toilet. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 6 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alrighty.
There we go. So amid all the coronavirus hysteria that's going on, there's a lot of people that are confused, mainly because we are right in the middle of not only cold season, flu season, allergy season, all at the same time when the coronavirus is hitting. There's a lot of confusion going on right now as to, do I actually have it or not?
Right.
Do I need to go to the hospital or not? So the chief medical officer at Ascension, Texas, has broken down the differences between allergies, cold, strep, flu, and COVID-19 to put your mind more at ease before going to the doctor. First off, your symptoms of the actual COVID-19 is shortness of breath, fever of above 100 degrees, dry cough, gradual onset, 2 to 14 days after onset, sometimes headache, sometimes aches and pains, mild sneezing, sometimes fatigue, but it's not predominant like the flu, and having a leaky tailpipe there tends to be, okay, is actually rare for it, is what it says here.
All right.
So
shortness of breath seems to be the thing, because it's very respiratory.
And tightness of the chest.
Tightness of the chest. High fever seems to be a pretty good one there, too. Allergies, you're just having a runny nose, sneezing, red swollen eyes, itchy nose, tickle in the throat, as well as rarely a fever. With a cold, again, you have that runny nose, sneezing, sore throat, aches and pains, mild dry cough, rarely a fever. Yet again, you guys have all had a cold before. Strep, you have a sore throat, painful swallowing, and fever. With the flu, fever is common, dry cough, quick onset, so it's going to come at you fast, headache, sore throat, fatigue, and sometimes a runny nose, and sometimes you are leaking out the back end there. So again, what we were saying, make sure that a good tell of this thing tends to be the fever and the respiratory issues.
Right.
That says that you may have this thing. Anything else, it's probably best that you just stay home, sleep it off, take whatever vitamins or minerals that you need. That tends to be what everybody's saying here.
Sure.
Some other feel-good stories as far as when it comes to the coronavirus. A man in Milwaukee launched a GoFundMe for his birthday to raise money for local restaurants, and in the first 18 hours, he raised over $16,000.
Wow, good Lord.
Yeah,
good for him.
Absolutely. Let's see here. More landlords around the country are cutting rent or waiving it next month. One man in Milwaukee left a note on his tenants' doorsteps that said that he's only charging them $100, and if they don't need the help, he wants to use the extra money to support local businesses.
Good for him.
Nice.
I hope more people stand up and can do that. It just depends on your financial situation and where you are. If you can do it, then it's the right thing to do.
Right. Exactly. We're all trying to help each other here. We're all kind of going through some hard times. Some people are struggling more than others. Let's all help each other out.
We need to help each other out right now, because we're the ones that are helping each other out right now.
Agreed.
Right, that's it.
Agreed. Thousands of people in New York have signed up to foster animals so that they don't have to sit in shelters during the crisis.
I think they're doing it as a food source. Now, maybe maybe I'm just being cynical, but just like, I'm going to go, ooh, that one looks tasty.
Possibly.
I don't think it's very realistic that anyone can foster an animal. Every fostered animal I've had for a decade.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, except for Gomez. Gomez died in a couple of years.
This is probably going to end up in a lot of adoptions.
Yeah, it's very difficult once you get something in your home and it becomes something that you love.
It's cute and it likes you.
Hand it off, unless you're specifically doing that, and that's what you do.
Right, exactly. Let's see here. 36% of people in a new survey said that they've spoken to their loved ones more than usual these past 2 weeks, and 64% of people agree it's pulled their community together in a lot of ways, and you've actually seen them as I've displayed them here time and time again on this very segment of everybody kind of coming together. They're kind of putting the, I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing away, sure, and we're all helping each other out around here.
Nothing wrong with that. And yeah, of course we're talking more to our family. We're stuck with their ass. It doesn't mean you're happy about it.
Yeah.
Just means they're there.
A 7-year-old in Maryland named Kavanaugh Bell took $600 that he'd saved up from 2 birthdays and 3 Christmases.
Damn.
And he used the money to hand out 31 hot meals and 65 care packages to seniors.
Wow.
This is a 7-year-old kid in Maryland, and he's putting up the only $600 that he's got to his name that he's collected over 2 years.
Well, he's not old enough to be cynical yet, Mike.
Right?
I mean, that's the difference.
If you've ever had second thoughts about possibly, you know, putting your best foot forward and helping out, just remember, a 7-year-old did all that.
Yep.
With the various Disney parks closed, a family in Utah recreated the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in their house, and now the video is going viral.
They recreated it in their house.
Correct. You're on a boat in the water.
Well, maybe they put you on a little bit of a wagon and then they roll you through it. Oh. I'm not working on it, so I don't know what exactly it is.
They flooded their house and bought a canoe.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what happened? A lot of people did that involuntarily.
Before things went on lockdown, a college volleyball team in Canada found out that their graduation was canceled. So the crew on their plane ride home did a makeshift graduation ceremony in mid-flight.
That's probably the smart thing.
Yeah, man. Let's see here. There's another business that's saying that they fit the qualifications for essential retail. However, that's kind of a stretch.
What business is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.